Good afternoon, everyone. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Ryan Schiedermeyer, and I'm purportedly graduating from the University of California, Berkeley in 2 weeks. I'm originally from Westlake Village, down south, and I've studied history for 4 years here. As I thought about what I was going to say today, I found it really difficult to kind of concisely think about my undergraduate experience. But what I've realized more and more thinking about it is my 4 years here have really been a testament to God's faithfulness in my life. Despite having to suffer through some bitterly disappointing Cal football seasons and listening to our esteemed University Ministries pastor wax poetically about his nouveau riche Boise State Broncos, I think that God has blessed me in a lot of different ways. I've had the chance to get a great education, and I've made amazing friends both in this church and at school. I've had a family that has supported me, that's loved me, and that's prayed for me. But most of all, I think that God has blessed me and that he's given me this church where I can grow and mature in my faith. So how I ended up at this church was my great aunt actually attended here in the 1950s, I believed. And apparently, if it was good in 1950, still good in 2007. So I decided to show up here, and immediately it felt at home at the 505 and then subsequently at Focus. And through my 4 years at the 505 and at Focus, I think there's two real lessons that I've learned. And the first discovery I made is that there's a positive aspect to questioning my beliefs. And then the second is that an authentic community can show me things about, you know, Christ's love. So as to that first point, when I came to Cal, I wouldn't say I was naive, but Westlake Village is very suburban in every way possible. So, you know, you don't get exposed to the variety of viewpoints that only Berkeley can uniquely provide. So naturally, as I got into classes, as I walked Telegraph, as I met new people, I had a lot of questions about lifestyle, questions about my faith, professors saying ideas that I really had trouble wrestling with in terms of the frame of, you know, ideas that I had developed in 18 years at home. And the great thing about First Press is it was an environment that I quickly discovered allowed me to ask pointed questions. I could be authentic about my personal struggles. And, you know, if you're having a crisis in your faith, it's not a bad thing. And between, you know, small groups, triplets, Nick, Josh, and the interns, I realized that I've been able to reconcile these uncertainties in my life and become stronger in my faith because of that. And although it's kind of a paradox, I've begun to see that doubt really isn't a weakness. It's a sign of us, you know, taking that first step to understanding what Christ has for us in a more fulfilling and complete way. So in this way, I felt blessed that God has led me to First Press, where some of the greatest challenges of my spiritual life have really led to some of the most valuable lessons of my walk with Christ. And then to my second point, this community, this authentic community at First Press has really taught me something about Christ's love and kind of his vision for what, you know, our lives are supposed to look like. I've come to the 505 basically every Sunday for 4 years, and I've really had the church or the chance to watch everyone kind of interact with each other. And I, without trying to sound like a stalker, I recognize a lot of faces, and I may have never introduced myself to you. And I watched you, I guess, just interact with this community. And I'm about to pay compliments, so don't worry about it. What I've seen here is I've seen people act with enthusiasm, with warmth, with care. And, you know, because I've been stalking, you know, that hasn't been like through, you know, a biased lens. I've just been able to see people act naturally in this church, and I've seen people extend that hospitality to me. And in that sense, I've been really inspired to act like so many in this community have acted towards me, and to learn to, you know, live and love like Christ has. So in that way, this community has been a really inspiring example and a powerful testament for me about how I want to live my life in the future. So to close, it's going to be very hard for me to say goodbye to First Press when I graduate. I'm really amazed at what Christ has done in my life through this church, and what I know that he will continue to do in my life because of such a strong foundation that I've been able to build here. And I know that First Press will always be a spiritual home for me, and I know I can always come back here. So with that being said, I want to thank you as this congregation, and then thank God for his faithfulness to me and letting me come here for 4 great years. Thank you.